cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealed. How he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see.
Song in my heart, and that's as far as I could get it.
Amen.
Had it come out one day, bro.
Praise the Lord.
I don't think my phone is connecting to the player over here, but we'll put it up here. Maybe you can hear it, hear the music. And this is one of my favorite songs. Just had it on my mind this morning.
Bless
you.
Bless you.
Ah!
This is a beautiful song.
Amen. My calling sure ain't singing. I'm telling you. We tried to be an old bullfrog down on the pond.
Yeah, we did.
Appreciate that last song that the girls sung about precious memories. It called me a memory on days gone by. My mama would get up early in the morning, every morning, and fix breakfast. I'd be in the bed and the smell would wake me up. We was poor, lots of time we didn't have nothing but gravy and biscuits. But Tavin and Kayla might get a little less. My mama, for my sake, when she made biscuits, she'd cut them out with a can, you know, like a soup can. She'd cut them biscuits out,
yeah,
and then a little piece in between there she'd save for me. She'd bake it all, and she'd save them little fun looking pieces that looked down like a Y or like a triangle. She'd save all them for me, and I'd pour that gravy over them things, and man, they pretty tasty, I'll tell you right now. And you know, I wasn't perfect. My mom, my dad, they wasn't perfect. Only time I heard God's name mentioned in our home was he got the blame for everything, and I can't use the words they used. But I'll tell you what, God loved us, put up with us. And I still remember my mama coming in there in the bedroom. She said, "Did you pray before you got in bed?" And I said, "No, mama." She said, "Well, let's pray." And we'd get down there by the bedside, and we'd say, "Now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul would take." The reason we done that is back then there was the threat of a nuclear war, and it was real. In school, we had to practice getting under the school desk in case of an attack. And as the main reason my mama prayed that prayer wasn't necessarily for the fear of God, I don't believe it was. Later on, my mama rededicated her life. It might have been. I'll let her critique me on that. We get to heaven. If y'all see mama slap me to the ground, we get to heaven, you'll know I was wrong. But we did pray that prayer, just a little child's prayer. And let me say this. Brother Jerry sung that song, "Victory in Jesus." Bob McCart, I can't never say his last name right. Malky, I guess, may be the way he pronounced his last name. Bob Malky. Malky, he's an Orthodox Jew in Columbus, Ohio, and he's a saved Jew, and he'll call every now and then. And we get talking about the Lord, he said, "Hold on just a minute there, Brother Eddie." He said, "Hallelujah, glory to God." That's old Bob, he likes to shout, I do too. And I appreciate him calling me from time to time, and he'll probably hear this message today and shout all over the place. And you know what? If you're good and saved, you can shout too.
Yeah,
I mean, the Bible said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." It says there's a shout of a king among them. And if anybody will shout, we'll shout amen.
Yeah.
We'll be everything but silent. Glory to God.
Amen.
And we had a real good Sunday school lesson this morning. And we actually didn't teach out of Proverbs chapter 19 like I was inclined to do, but I was under such alarm of the things going on in our country, I took the 45 goals of communism directed at America and brought them to light in the Sunday school lesson this morning, just trying to sound the alarm to what's going on. I'm preaching today on faith. Let me just say this. It'll be five messages on faith. Let me say this. Your faith is under attack.
Yes, it is.
Last Sunday was the person of faith. Today will be the purpose of faith. Next Sunday will be the promoter of faith. Then it'll be the prayer of faith. And last of all, it'll be the product of faith. And I hope you tune into them messages. They're much needed for the hour we're living in. Jesus said, when He returns, shall He find faith on the earth. Have y'all seen them little blue sign? Says faith over fear. Right now we got more fear than we got faith.
Amen.
And God didn't call us to fear. We've not been given a spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of love and soundness and strength. We're not to be intimidated. We're not supposed to cower down. We're supposed to come out and call it what it is.
Right.
And be honest with you, we are truly under attack in America. They shut the churches down. Where's that so-called separation of church there? Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they use it for everything else. Why not use it for that? All right, let's read our... We got an excerpt here we're going to read... And this will go along with our preaching today. I stumbled upon this. I thought I'm going to save that for this morning. Excerpt out of this book, Voices from the Edge of Eternity, by John Myers. Real good book. Just really kind of help you to think about eternity and where you're going to spend it. But here's a young man, said a youth, at one of the large iron works in Sheffield, England. Was accidentally, he fell onto a red hot armor plate. When he was rolled off by his fellow workmen, nearly all of one side of his body was burned all the way to the bone. Some of the men cried, "Send for the doctor." But the youth cried, "Never mind the doctor. Is there anyone here that can tell me how to be saved? My soul has been neglected, and I'm dying without God. Is there one that can help me?" 300 men around him, but not one could tell him the way of salvation. After 20 minutes of untold agony, he died as he had lived without God. One man who saw this accident and heard the cries of this dying youth was a Christian who had fallen back into a sinful life. When I asked him about this incident, he said, "I have heard his cries ever since the day he died, and so wish I could have stooped down and pointed him to Jesus, but my life closed its lips." And we're preaching about faith today. That kind of shows you how important it is to have faith.
Amen.
To be able to tell someone, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
Call upon the Lord while He's near. And Ethiopian eunuch, Philip come down and he wanted to be saved. And he said, "Here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized?" And if you got the right Bible, and I say that with charity, verse number 37 is in your Bible. And if you don't have the right Bible, it'll go from Acts chapter 8 to verse 36 to verse 38. So put that in there and think about that a minute. All right, we're going to be preaching today on faith. And today's message is the purpose of faith. And I didn't really put any text to go along my message, so we'll just take one out of Hebrews chapter 11. I was dwelling more on substance than I was on what I was going to start with. So we'll read just a little bit out of Hebrews chapter 11. And Hebrews chapter 11 says in verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for."
Yeah.
You know, without faith, you won't hope for nothing.
That's right.
Without faith, you'll just dwell where you're at, and you'll not try to change anything. But faith will cause you to move. It'll cause you to pray. Faith is a substance, Brother Mitchell, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Me and Brother Donnie was talking on the way up here about faith. And was talking about faith couldn't be seen, but it can be seen in works. That's one way you can show faith is through works. But if faith is invisible, that's true. It's the evidence of things not seen. And we'll stop on this next one, I think. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And tell you what, let's go ahead and read verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We'll stop right there. Amen. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3. Father, we thank You for this beautiful day You've given us to gather in Your house. We thank You, Father, for the privilege to say we're saved.
Yes.
We thank You, Father, for the privilege to say that we've been called to preach. Father, necessity is laid upon me right now. I don't have the power or means without the help of God to do anything. Would You please, I pray, Father, put wind in my sails.
Yes.
Would You anoint me from on high? Would You give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech that I may deliver this message, Father God, today? May all the glory and honor be Yours. I pray I could be an instrument, God, today that You could use. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Preaching today on the purpose of faith. I want to say a few things about the purpose of faith before I preach. One of the purposes of faith is to grow in the Lord.
Yeah.
I got saved by faith. The Bible says by faith we're saved through grace, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So that's why works is not essential to salvation. I want you to get that. For by grace we're saved through faith, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now works and faith, they go hand in hand. The works will never save you. It's by the grace of God I am what I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, He saved me. I was without God in the world, without hope. And I tell you right now, I was everything but a candidate of heaven. I was a drunk, I cursed, I done all kind of wrong. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, Jesus said He'll love me the most, reader. He has been forgiven of much, or He has been forgiven of little. Some of them old rebels make pretty good Christian when you get them all cleaned up. Amen. I'm definitely evidence and proof of that. I mean, buddy, my baptism, when I got baptized, there was a man I worked with there, Mark Bunch. And they baptized me, George, Chris, Ricky, Poppy. Took this old boy, and I was a pretty big old boy back in. Took me on the water and brought me up. And they let me go, and I come out there, and here come Mark Bunch trotting up there. And he said, I was at Brother Fanny's previous church, Free Will Baptist Church. He come trotting up there, and he said, I refuse to believe God could save someone like you. And I couldn't even argue with him, Joanne. I was having a hard go with that myself.
Yeah.
He said, I want to hear your testimony. I told him how God saved me. He just grabbed me up and hugged me and said, I believe it now.
Amen.
But you know, works,
amen,
works and faith, they go hand in hand. I was showing my faith the day that I followed through and got baptized.
Amen.
I just want you to know, you can see faith and works.
That's right.
Jude, verse
That's
number 20, says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. One of the purposes of faith is to grow in the Lord. I didn't know enough Bible back in to blow my nose. I knew I was saved. I knew I wanted to get baptized. It was 2 weeks later after I got saved at home. Why didn't you wait till church, Brother Eddie? It's bigger than me.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
You ever pick a date when you want to have a baby? It's bigger than you, ain't it? They say, hey, I'm ready to be born. You say, when did you get to the hospital? Quick. Well, that's kind of the way this is. It was bigger than me. Yes, I wanted to wait till Sunday. I just couldn't do it. It's bigger than me.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, I was arrested with conviction and condemnation, and God had His way. And at 9,000 Ebony Road, April 27th, 1988, an old hell-deserving sinner, drunk anyway, call upon Him that's rich in mercy to all that call upon Him. No, I didn't know how to pray, but I'll tell you what I did pray. I said, Lord, somebody told me You love me.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that if I would ask You, You saved me.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking You to save me. And lo and behold, Brother Mitchell, all my guilt, all my condemnation left, and the peace of God flooded my soul, and the joy of being saved is so wonderful. I got up, went over and looked in the mirror, and I still didn't have a halo. But I felt like I had one. I can tell you that, boy, it sure was different. That burden of sin was gone. That felt good right there. Man, it felt good to get that off your back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But one of the purposes of faith is to grow in the Lord. Jude says that we need to build up ourselves on our most holy faith. You start out as a baby, and then you get up to a child of God. Then you're a man of God or a woman of God. And next thing you know, you're a soldier. You're ready.
Yeah.
I mean, buddy, bring it on, Satan. I'm ready now.
Right.
I mean, the Bible says that our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, 1 Peter 5:8, seeking to devour people.
Yeah.
He wants to devour your faith.
Yeah.
He wants to disrupt your faith.
That's right.
And he wants to somehow destroy your faith. That's why we're preaching on faith. But Jude says, build up your faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Peter talks about faith in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. He calls it precious faith. In the eyes of God, faith is precious.
Amen.
And Sister Miranda,
amen.
Your faith is going to be tried.
Yes, it will be.
Your faith is going to be tested.
Yeah.
And when you pass, you know what God's going to say? Precious.
Amen. Yeah, He will.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
In the eyes of God.
Right.
Faith is precious, joy.
Amen.
How much? The size of a grain mustard seed.
Yeah.
That's the smallest of all seeds.
Yeah.
Jesus said if you had faith, Hagen, the size of a mustard seed, you can't hardly see one without magnifying. God would accept it.
Yeah.
He'd honor it. And you'll grow it. Next thing you know, you won't be a mustard seed, Christian. You'll be a big old tree with a room for birds to lodge in, the kind of faith.
Yeah.
But how important is faith? Without faith, the Bible said we can't please God. In the same chapter we're in, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, it says, for those that come to God must believe that He is God. That rich young ruler couldn't see no more than a good master. And he was seeking eternal life. And he couldn't let go of what he had to trust in anything else. He had faith in gold and not in God. And for that reason, he went away sorrowful, not joyful. Luke chapter 18, verse 18 through 23. I want you to know he came to the right one.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know he asked the right question. Good master, what good thing must I do to have eternal life? He done everything right. Only thing he done wrong, Brother Ed, he didn't recognize Jesus.
Amen.
As God.
That's right.
And the Bible says he that cometh to God must believe that he is God. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, by faith, I see God. Now,
yeah.
Mitchell, some people say, you can't see God. I see God everywhere.
That's right.
I see him in my fingerprint.
Amen.
I mean, Joel 37, 7 says that God sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men everywhere may know his work. I see God in my fingerprint.
Yeah.
Atheist says there ain't no proof. Right there's all the proof. Atheist needs just look in the palm of his hand. Have the endorsement of his Creator right there in the palm of his hand. The FBI know all about it. They'll track you by it. I see God in everything, Brother Ed.
Yes.
But, you know, he went away sorrowful, not joyful. The other side of that coin, that Ethiopian eunuch of Ethiopia, was over the treasures of the queen of Ethiopia. And when he got saved, he went on his way rejoicing, Acts chapter 8, verse 39. You know why? He was willing to let go of all of the authority he had, all of the ornaments, all of the wealth he had for Jesus. He went on his way rejoicing.
Yeah.
What's that song? I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day.
Amen.
Since He gave me this heart of love.
Amen.
Oh, on and on we walked together in the hallelujah way. Since he gave me this heart of love. Some things are more important than gold, and God's one of them. Amen.
That's right.
He's something to be desired, and he's something when you get him, you won't go away sorrowful. Amen. Here's my first point here about the purpose of faith. To give honor to God.
Yes.
Now God, he not only deserves honor, but he also desires honor.
Right.
Jesus mentioned the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, talking about, you know, that you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship,
yeah.
But we worship God. And he talked about, you know, that God, he desires, the true worshipers worship God. He said, for God desires such to worship him. Now, God desires that honor of worship. Let me say it like this. You worship something.
Right.
You may not realize it, but you either worship yourself. I mean, I looked in the mirror this morning, I thought, no hope, no help. But there's a few, you know, like the Fonz, you know. Hey.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I mean, you worship something.
Right.
Don't put too much confidence in the car.
No.
I come out Brother Ed's house yesterday and got a trailer. I had some faith. I had no faith. I brought two spares with me in the air tank. And we used the air tank to air one of the tires. That before I got home, one of the tires started coming apart. And I used one in spares. But, you know, I checked the oil in that old truck before I left the house. And it was low on oil. Put a little oil in it. I come prepared. Well, faith's kind of like that. Be prepared for your faith to be tested. Because it's going to be tested.
Amen.
That old devil, he likes nothing better than lie to us, and he'll do it. I wish y'all been here for Sunday school lesson this morning. It was good, wasn't it, Brother Ed?
Yes, it was.
It was needed, too. But that old devil, he's going to sift you like wheat. He's going to plow up and down your back. He's going to make you murmur and complain and everything else. But out of the open eunuch, he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. One of the purposes of faith is to give honor to God. In Job chapter 1, you got a man here, and God recommended him. He said, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, one that feareth God and skilleth evil. Now, old devil, he don't just brush off, I'll tell you right now.
No,
he said, does Job worship you for now? You give him everything he's got. Let me take it away. I'll show you what he's made out of.
Yeah.
God said, okay, buddy, I'll let you do it. Just don't hurt him. I'll paraphrase a little bit here for sake of time.
Man.
And the devil come and took every possession that Job had but his wife. And we'll get to that here in a minute. He took all his kids, all his camels, all his cattle, all his sheep, all his donkeys. He took everything.
Yes, he did.
Here poor old Job is. I mean, buddy, he's bereaved of his children. He's just saw all that he had, for I guess you say, for wealth, just go in the puff of smoke, and Brother Ed says, shaved his head.
Yeah.
Said he sat down in the dirt and he worshiped God. Read.
That's right.
Job chapter 1, verse 20 through 22. He worshiped God and he said this, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
Amen.
Blessed
Amen.
Be the name
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible said in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly.
Right.
I said the devil took everything but his wife. Then that old devil come up. I'm going to say he probably had a black eye or two. What do you say, man? I mean, he may have had a tooth or two knocked out. I don't know. He had a pretty good whooping right there. What's this guy made out of? And Job, here old devil come up here, and he said, whoa, I have to admit, he is an exception to the rule. But I'll tell you what. He said, yeah, skin for skin. All that a man has, he'll give for his skin. Let him have one more shot at him. God said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you have another shot at him, but don't you take his life. That old devil couldn't wait. So when he went down there and he smoked Job from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet.
Yeah,
where sore moles and poor old Job grabbed a piece of old broken pottery and started scraping himself off, and his wife come by, and she's a little mad. Why did they get mad every time they come? I don't know what you're but she's a little mad. And she says, doest thou still retain thine integrity? She said, curse God and die. He said, nah, I want to be nicer. He said, wife, you speak like a foolish woman speaks. Do you not understand? Shall we not receive good from God? Shall we not receive also evil? You know what Job did? He gave that devil another black eye, brother.
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to say that devil probably had to tuck and roll a couple times. He put the beat right there, buddy, like he's been beating. Amen. I mean, I'm going to say he got body slammed in that booth right there. Here old Job is. I mean, he's in pitiful shape. He's lost it all, and now he's suffering with sore bowels. And he said, shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord? And shall we not receive also evil? Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Because your faith is going to be tested.
Amen.
Job's showing you, no matter what comes your way, praise God.
That's right.
In Job, I think it's 13 verse 15, Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I was out visiting one time on Cherry Street over there, and I knocked on this door, and a black man come to the door, and I was talking to him about the Lord and about the Bible and stuff. And I could tell I didn't have a whole lot of faith. And I quoted this verse to him. It's in Job 19:25, I believe. Job said, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yeah. And he said, at the latter day he'll stand upon this earth. And he said, though after my skin worms destroy this body, he said, yet in my flesh shall I see God.
Yeah.
And let me make sure I quote that right, because I do want to quote that verse right here. I think I wrote it down here. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold. Job 19:25-27. That's faith.
Amen.
That's, I want you to know, ain't nobody going around Job's boat.
No.
Right.
I have a lot of people, and you know, they want to go to the church where they feel crumbled. In other words, where nobody rocked their boat.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, you can't rock old Brother Eddie's boat, and you couldn't rock Job's boat. And if a preacher can rock your boat, you need to get your faith fixed. Amen.
Right.
I mean to tell you, buddy, that's the kind of faith that in the eyes of God is precious. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Faith gives honor to God. Faith gives a chance for God to honor you.
That's right. Amen.
Amen, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
God wants. He don't want to withhold any good thing from us.
Right.
Right.
But without faith, I can't please Him.
Amen.
That's right.
I must tell you, I'm probably not a giant in faith. But I'm big enough in faith to know what to do when trouble's at hand.
That's right.
I remember one time that we were low on funds, which is quite often in our family. I'm poor and needy, as the Lord thinketh on me. I don't mind it a bit.
That's right.
He knows what I got need, and He knows how to supply my need. Well, anyway, I was on the back porch, Joanne, and I was back there praying. And I had my phone on the side like a holster here. And I forgot about my phone being on the side. And I'm just praying a little childlike prayer taking. And I prayed there and I said, dear Lord, You told me to come to You when I had a need. And Lord, I've got a need today. And before I could even get it out, my phone rang. And then I get my righteous indignation. I'm too holy to stop praying and pick up my phone. It won't quit ringing, Brandon. I'm trying to ignore it, you know, praying. I'm pleading to God, praying to God. Lord, I need some help today. And it keeps ringing, ringing, ringing. And finally, I stop praying. I'm a little mad. Mark, I'm praying. Somebody's calling me. I'm a little mad about being interrupted. It was God on the phone. You know what? You'll get here in a minute.
Yeah.
I answered that phone. I wasn't real nice. I said, hello. And the guy on that phone said, what's going on? I said, what do you mean, what's going on? He said, listen, I'm serious. I need to know what's going on. I said, well, I was praying. He said, I need to know about what? I thought, that's awful personal. I said, well, I was just praying about something. He said, look, I'm serious. I'm in a hurry. I need to know what you're praying about. God just put you on my heart. I need to know what the need is. I said, well, I was just praying about a certain amount of money, fellas. You know what I mean? I'm a little coward now. I said, I was praying about some money. He said, I need to know how much. He said, I've got to have surgery. I've got to get to Cincinnati tomorrow and have hip surgery. He's milking me. I'm dodging everything. He said, look, I'm in a hurry. I need to know how much money. And I said, well, I was just telling the Lord I needed $1,000. He said, Bill, leave my office. See, bye. Hung up on me.
And I thought, I did not hear that. And the devil said, that's right. There ain't no sense putting no stock in that. Well, he told me, he said, to get in my office the next day. He's a personal friend of mine. He's been my foreman at work. Somehow or another, God brought our lives together. I don't really know how to explain it, just other than the fact that God put him in my life.
Amen.
He's one of the hands of God.
Amen. That's right.
And somehow or another, he knew that God put it in his heart to call me, that I was praying about something that he could help me with. He's a multi-millionaire. So anyway, I got in my car the next morning, Joanne, and I started driving up there, and the devil was in the truck with me, and he said, you're the biggest fool in Barry County. He said, surely you ain't going to drive up there. I just want you to know, your faith will be tried.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, I've been slowed down, fellas. I'm having a rough go with this. I do feel like a fool. I'm sitting there thinking, what's the chances of this? What's that old song, trust and obey, no other way to be happy than Jesus? I'm trying to trust and obey. So I'm driving up Highway 31, and I get to his office. He said, behind my office is a wooden door. Open it up, it'd be in an envelope. My hand was literally trembling so bad, I couldn't hardly open the latch. And the devil, I mean, he's kicking me and everything else. And I opened that latch, Carolyn, and then there was an envelope. And in that envelope, there was 10 $100 bills. And I said, there you go, devil, how about now? Well, anyway, I just want you to know, God honors
that's
faith.
Right. Yeah.
If you've got faith, I believe you could ask God anything you want.
That's right. Amen.
Now don't ask amiss, don't ask consuming only lust. But we had a need. We had to make a house payment. It's overdue. I was in trouble. There's a hound in me. The only thing I know to do was go to God in prayer and say, hey, I'm need some help down here. Y'all heard the joke about the man on the house of the roof and the water's rising?
Yeah.
And you know, a boat comes by and he says, no, God take care of me. I'm fine. Thank you. And a helicopter comes down on top of him and lets the ladder down. He says, no, God take care of me. I'm fine. Thank you. And then he drowned. Said, Lord, I thought you'd take care of me. And God said, I sent you a boat and a helicopter. Anyway, that's the way we are sometimes.
That's right.
Sometimes we underestimate a widow that's out gathering sticks.
Yeah.
That's got just enough meal to make a little cake for her and her, son.
Yeah.
They're going to eat and die. God said, that's where I want you to go, Elijah. And I'll sustain you there.
Yeah.
Faith sometime will try you. Man, that's good preaching this morning.
Yes, it is.
But faith gives a chance for God to honor you. Mark chapter 2, verse 5. When he saw those men open that roof of that building where Jesus was in there, and there wasn't no room to contain them, because, I mean, but they filled that place. Them guys let that friend of theirs down through the roof. And the Bible said when Jesus saw their faith, he healed that man.
Amen.
See, they gave him a reason to do what he did. You'll find that all through the Bible just like that.
Yeah.
Look at here. That woman had that issue of blood. Here's what she said. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Mark 5:28. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you, daughter. Go in peace. The blind that came to Jesus to receive their sight, they received because they believed. Lepers came believing and received cleansing. The blind men are Mark 9:27-30. The lepers, Matthew 8, verse 2 and 3. At 10 lepers cried to Jesus, and 10 were cleansed, but only one returned to give him praise. In Luke 17, verse 12 through 9. And Jesus said, whether or not 10 cleansed, and it must have been Baptist, Brother Ed, but one of them come back and gave glory to God.
Yeah.
But listen, faith is an honor, an opportunity for God to honor you, and faith is an opportunity for you to give honor to God. The purpose of faith is to give honor and glory to God.
Yeah.
I was with my granddaughter.
Amen.
May not have been my granddaughter. Well, anyway, I was with somebody. It might have been my granddaughter. But you know what she said, Joanne? She said, thank goodness. I said, what goodness ever done for you? Y'all get that here in a minute. Thank God. And everything, giving thanks to God. Giving honor to God.
Right.
Thank God in everything. Don't knock on wood. Say,
Don't thank goodness. What's the other statement? Not knock on wood, but that's another thing everybody's always saying. Thank my lucky stars. Can you name your lucky stars, brother? You know them? I thank God in everything. Thank the Lord I woke up this morning. Thank the Lord. Praise God this morning. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
We'll get woke up one of these days, amen. And we take a tour of heaven, Carolyn. And we'll finally act like we're all acting all along. I can see Carolyn right now. Woo! It's like a freight train. And I say,
amen.
Wow. You know, she grow like it. Then Jerry passed her about three times. He said, I never felt so good. Well, that's what we've got to look forward to.
Amen.
Well, listen. Faith is an opportunity to honor God. Faith is an opportunity for God to honor us. Faith is so we can stay on course.
That's right.
Paul said, I have finished my course.
Yeah.
I kept the faith.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah.
Stay on course.
Yeah.
He said, concerning faith, some have made shipwreck.
Right.
That means they didn't stay on course.
That's
right. They got a little
out of course.
Mm-hmm. And they're wrecked.
Amen.
And faith like that, it'll help you stay on course. It'll lead you. I was telling Brother Donnie this morning coming up here that God in my life, He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Right.
He's the good shepherd with the sheep.
That's right.
I need His leadership.
Amen.
I need Him to help me make the right decisions.
Right.
I miss everything here, Phyllis. My wife will tell you that. She said the biggest problem we got in our house is me, but God's bigger than me. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
He said, some concerning faith that made shipwreck, 1 Timothy 1:19, they got off course, amen. Brother Jack Laster, I don't know if y'all know him or not, but a great preacher friend of mine, great man of God. He was confronted one time about the King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And a man told him, he said, Jack, you need to get one of these newfangled Bibles. Jack, being a gentleman that he was, Sister Joanne, and he was a gentleman, great, great man of God. I pray for his wife, Elaine. She's way up on my prayer list. I've got a big long list of people I name all y'all on it. I pray for Elaine, bless her heart. They never had no children. She's bearing the blunt. This bereavement, great man of God, Jack Lassner. But old Jack, then gentleman he was, Brother Ed. He said, well, this is getting in heaven. And God said, yeah. He said, I'm getting off right there. Yeah, no, he said, this will take me further. He said, I'm getting off right there. But you see, the Bible says in Romans 10:17, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. They want to discredit your Bible. They want to discredit your doctrine.
Yeah.
And they'll start teaching lies and hypocrisy instead of teaching truth. That's what our Sunday school lesson was about this morning. And it's talking about our faith being under attack. Brother Jack, buddy, he said, that's where I'm getting off. I don't need to go no further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, 1 Timothy 4:1. And by the way, I just described the condition of America and its churches. In days gone past, Satan couldn't have shut them down. But there, I believe they were looking for an excuse to shut the doors because they're no more than funeral homes. Because they're beautiful on the outside, but within they're full of dead men's bones, like Jesus said about the Pharisees of Matthew 23:27-28, said it's full of hypocrisy.
Yes.
I just want you to know, buddy, a church that's alive is worth the drive.
Amen.
When I go to church, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to get something.
That's right.
That's right.
Look, if I ever become bored, replace me. Please don't let me linger.
Amen.
I want to come in here.
Yeah.
Amen. Excited,
come on, bro.
About preaching,
come on.
In love with my Savior.
Yes.
I want to come here with the praise of God on my lips.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to respect the person.
Amen.
I'll tell you that right now. But I don't want to be mean, but I want to tell you this. I come to preach the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm here. Tell me what I am. Paul said,
by the grace of God. He said, I am what I am. That's all anyway it is. Yeah. By the grace of God. I know I'm saved. I know I've been called to preach. Yeah. And I come to preach. I'm coming to preach the preaching. Yeah. He bids me to preach. And I won't come preach on, nothing man. That's not sanctioned by God. Amen. Unless Amen. He's that far out. And then he told me to preach the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I feel sorry, Brother Mitchell, for these preachers got lace on their underwear. Hirelings.
That's right.
They wouldn't know God if he showed up, really.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
He shows up, buddy.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I'll say praise God, we've got someone here in a vision.
That's right.
He's the owner.
Yeah.
Author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. But our churches, they showed their sad condition when they shut the doors. They did. Now, me and old Brother Ed, we might not have been much, but we kept the doors open.
Yes,
it's a sad commentary. But and listen, I hope I don't bring this across the wrong way. Sister Joanne, this is the first time she's came back, and I respect her.
Yeah, right.
And her health condition.
That's right.
She does not need to be around any virus, much less this coronavirus.
Yeah, that's right.
And all the rest of you same. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You're better off to do what you feel you need to do.
Amen.
Our president's always talking about it, and it's good to do something. Well, that's kind of an off word of faith. Faith will help you if you'll let it. Faith will lead you if you'll let it. God is greater than our heart and knows all things. And if our heart condemn us not, we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive because we do those things that's pleasing in His sight.
Yes, right.
I respect you.
Amen.
If you feel like you need to stay home, Sister Sharon this morning felt like she needed to stay home. I have nothing but praise to say for her. All of you, I want you to understand that.
Right.
But if you feel comfortable coming, I'll tell you right now, I believe God's big enough to take care of us.
Yeah,
now look, that's okay for Brother Eddie to say that, because I do believe that. But that might not be true with you. A good example, that's found in Romans chapter 14. In Romans chapter 14, you see some people there in verse number 1. They got kind of a weak faith, but they got faith. And some of them don't believe in eating meat. They think, you know, they need to be a vegetarian. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I ate steak yesterday. You know what I mean? I mean, don't put me down for eating steak. I won't put you down for eating taters. I ate a baked potato along with it. I won't put you down for eating peas and green beans and corn, nothing like that. Hey, I want you to know everything is made to be received with thanksgiving and praise. I thank the Lord for that big steak. I thought about Donnie when I eat it. I had one left over to make Peter side of a football. I thought if I was any kind of brother at all, I'd call him Brother Donnie.
Amen, brother.
I was afraid to give me an excuse and it didn't have my blessing. Should have took it to him. I should have took it to him, Brother Mitchell, and insisted he eat it.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Thank you, brother. Amen. Brother Mitchell looked at me and let an eye fade me. Just put me under conviction like that. Amen. Yeah. But it talks about the weak faith. It's okay to have weak faith. But the Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
By the way, one of them is the shield of faith.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, I got some kind of defense from the devil.
Amen.
I've got the shield of faith, Carolyn. He shoots that old dart, and I say, got it, buddy. Is that all you got? Yeah, man. That's right. Ephesians chapter 6.
Yes, you're right.
For some of these churches, it was a sad commentary. Now, like I said, I just described the condition of America and its churches. Like I said, in days gone past, the doors would never have been shut. As a matter of fact, the government would have took note. They've been with Jesus. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
But the Bible says that Nineveh believed God and repented at the preaching of Jonah in Jonah chapter 3, verse number 5. That's exactly what America needs to do.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
They need to believe God.
Yeah, right.
And they need to repent at the preaching of real preachers.
Yeah.
Now, I hate to say it like this. We got so many harlots, so many Joel Osteens.
Yeah.
I really don't want to meet him. I really don't. It'd be a fearful encounter with him.
Right.
God does make a difference.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
One plus God is a majority. Mm. On Mount Carmel, one man of God withstood 850 false prophets of Baal, and they all died. And he not only was the one that survived, but he prayed the rain down, and everybody was happy. Yes. When it rained after 3.5 years, that man, Elijah, amen, withstood 850. How about them poll numbers?
Yes.
1 to 850. Oh my. Jesus talked about the men of Nineveh would rise up with our generation and condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
Yeah.
We're being intimidated. Your faith is being attacked.
That's right.
I'd say this right here. I tell you what, my wife's in hospital right now. You know what they do? They put IVs on there. That's kind of what it does. I read the Bible. I get an IV hooked up to me, and God starts funneling this in faith. And I'll tell you what, buddy, faith's hard to do anything with. And you know, little old David, he wasn't no match for Goliath, Brother Ed. But he had enough faith to go out there and stand up against
him. Yes.
All the rest of them standing around with the tails tucked, and nobody would make a move. And here comes David down there at the beatings of his father to take some bread and cheese to his brothers. His father said, go down and take some food down there to your brothers and see how it's going down there. Here David come down, just not like you take it, just a little old boy. And he comes down there in obedience to his father to deliver what he gave him to give to his brothers. And old Goliath's out there, give me a man! Give me a man! David, he shouted for the battle.
Yeah.
What about there?
Amen.
He shouted.
That's right.
Whew. How do y'all stay so quiet? I'm over here hanging in here for a minute. Y'all ready to shout?
That's right.
Amen.
He shouted for the battle. And they're all over there, all cowered down. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dares defy the armies of the living God? He had a little, and he had a little bit of, whatever you want to call it, faith or a little bit of confidence in his God. He said, don't be afraid, I'll go down there and take care of him. And they sent word to Saul. There's a little lad out there said, you go down there and fight Goliath. Saul said, send him, send him at once. And then Saul said, I want to meet him, bring him in here. He brought him in. He said, I was kind of expecting, you know, incredible hope or something, I guess. He said, you're no match for this Goliath. He's been a man of war and he's used up. You're but a lad. And David said, you know, the Lord had delivered me out of the paw of the bear and out of the mouth of the lion. He'd delivered me out of this uncircumcised Philistine. He had a little bit of faith in God.
Right. Yeah.
Saul said, wait a minute, let me put my armor on it. Then maybe you go.
Right.
He put that armor on Saul. And, you know, you ever see these kids, they dress up in their parents' clothes, you know, the dress is hanging way back behind them, bitch, and legs is way over there, you know, and it just don't fit. David said, I can't go in this. And he took all that armor off. He said, I ain't proved it. You know, he told me something, Brother Ed. He proved his faith in his God.
Yes, right.
He went down there and chose him 5 smooth stones. You know why he chose 5 smooth stones? Sister Joanne? Goliath had 4 brothers.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he thought he was going to miss. He just thought, you know, you ever want somebody and their brother to show up? Hey, how dare you be my brother? Yeah. And you got to whoop them off when it's all said and done. So he took 4 stones just in case his brother showed up there.
That's right.
So anyway, he goes there and here this big giant comes up there, you know. Who are you? David said, you come against me in the spirit and sword, I come against you in the name of the Lord. He said, this day the Lord deliver you in our hand. I'm going to take your head off. And Goliath said, I'm going to deliver you to the fowls of the air. Did you notice that giant didn't even get his sword out of his sheath? David drew the sword out of Goliath's sheath and cut his head off.
Yes,
I just want you to know, God wants to honor faith.
Yes.
David had the kind of faith that God could honor. He was no match for Goliath, but Goliath was no match for God. And you're going to have Goliath rise up and they're going to be a little bit intimidating. They're going to say, your God can't do this, your God can't do that. Me and Brother Donnie talking on the way up here. We was talking about them 3 little Hebrew boys. Here they were. Thrown before King Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
And Nebuchadnezzar said, we'll give you a chance, boys. If you'll just fall down at the singing, at the music, at the dancing, then I'll let you live. But if you don't, I just want you to know you're going to be thrown in the fiery furnace. And them little old boys, I can just see them, Miranda. They said, oh, King, we're not careful to answer you.
Yeah.
Boy, that's pretty good for a little boy.
Yeah.
We know our God's able.
Amen.
They said, we're not careful to answer you. You read it. If you got a King James Bible, I'm quoting right out of it. They said, we know our God's able. But whether he does count or whether he don't, we bound.
Amen.
Oh, King, he moved up, I mean, with fear and man, he the audacity of these three to deny me the right to make them bow. He commanded them to be thrown into the fiery furnace, and the command was so urgent, Brother Mitchell, it killed the men.
That's right.
Death on men.
Yeah.
And the king looked over in that fiery furnace that had been heated up seven times hotter than it was before. He said, did we not throw three in? He said, yea, king, you threw three in. He said, I see four. He said, the form of the fourth looks like the Son of Man.
That's right.
And they're walking around. You know why he's walking around, Brother Ed? He's trying to keep him freezing to death. And he's down that far freezing to death.
Right.
And the king commanded him to come out. They had the clothes on. Not a hair singed. They had stockings back in. The stockings weren't singed. It didn't even smell like smoke. Can you imagine that? They for sure wasn't Baptist.
Amen.
Anyway, they come out of that fire, and the king said, I give a commandment, there's no God but their God.
Amen.
And anybody else got another God, tear their house down and burn it. Make a dunghill out of it.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, if you've got the kind of faith that honors God, hello.
Amen.
That's right.
God will honor your faith.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to brag on you.
Yeah.
To preach your unsearchable riches.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, your infallible words. Lord, we've come down to a day and time when men's hearts are seared with a hot iron. Their conscience, Lord, is no longer, doesn't seem like, Lord, they get convicted when they hear the truth of the Word of God. They stop their ears. Lord, they just shut out the Word of God. They won't let it have any place. They don't even like to retain God in their knowledge. But Lord, we love you. Lord, we've assembled today to worship you, to praise you. Lord, it's been good to be in your house today. I pray, Father God, for those that hear this message today. I pray their faith will be challenged. I pray, Father God, Lord, they would take it up a notch. I pray they let the devil know they hadn't given up. No white flag raised yet. And I pray, God, you'll help us all, Lord, to strive to be a blessing, not a burden, to the heart of God. And we'll thank you and praise you for whatever is done by way of this message today, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Again, Brother Jerry, if he would please just sing one verse, Amazing Grace. I thought that was real good. I think everybody here is saved, but if you do need to do something, that's as good a song as any. Here now, I think one of the things we need to do is we need to get back in touch with God.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to re-enlist or what, but listen, walk with Him, talk with Him. Trust in Him.
That's right.
Can't go wrong with Him.
Amen.
Two old friends.